This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to, quote, yet another grim level. Lauren Anthony reports from Reuters.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kiev. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else, and it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued U.S. and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters reporting. A new section of wall was being built on the southern border of the United States. While Biden had campaigned against the border wall, he says there's nothing he can do about this particular section.
The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what was appropriate. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
The new construction would build barriers and roads in a part of Texas that has seen large numbers of migrants crossing from Mexico. Syria's health minister has raised the casualty tolls from a drone attack that hit a packed military graduation ceremony in the central city of Homs to 80 killed and 240 wounded. Video obtained by Reuters showed many bodies and bloodstains on the ground outside a building. Health Minister Hassan Al-Gabash says civilians, including 6 children and military personnel, are among those killed on Thursday. For additional